Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
The afternoon show, the police of 670, the score.
Afternoons on the score.
All right, so we'll talk to Boog Shambi at 3 o'clock. So I think we got there conversationally to a good spot with what I'm wrestling with here when we're talking about baseball in this town. When,
in terms of the divisions being bad and that being used as a crutch.
Yeah, well, and not even, and I'm not just talking about like you or Dan and Lawrence or, you know, but our guests, but like specifically like when Rick Hahn, Jed Hoyer,
David Ross,
Pedro Grifol, players, right? When they say it, right? It, on some level, they should, because like you said, it's a truism. The White Sox season is not over. Because they are only seven out.
Mm-hmm.
If they were in the AL East with the exact same record, they'd be 17 games out and the season would be over. So that is true that they still have a chance because of the division, and therefore they shouldn't quit, they should be engaged, all that stuff. But when the GM is saying it, isn't it natural that you at least worry that it could lead to some bad or rash decision making to put band-aids on a gunshot wound, to cover your ass, to not do what needs to be done about the reality of what the team is? Because it's like, hey, we're only X games out, so we shouldn't sell. We should stand pat or even buy. That is what would worry me, if they actually are believing what they're saying in terms of big picture moves,
right,
as opposed to motivating the players between now and July 31st, which is totally fair,
and they
should be doing.
So you want to think about it from front office perspective, from team building perspective and winning target window perspective. I get it.
It would concern me if Jed and Rick really believed it.
Okay. Well, that calculus, that kind of inner thought process of what are we, who are we, and when do I need to know by, and when do I have to declare internally so then I can do the right thing, and oh, by the way, what have I promised people that we could be? What am I okay in terms of my bosses actually being this year? All that stuff is, I assume, is swimming around Jed and Rick Hahn's head every single day. And then the decision to do media and put yourself out there and speak becomes tricky when you have all that stuff out there. So maybe they might say it and say, hey, it's still early. But also, wouldn't you have like a specific date in your mind? Like, and I feel like I heard Jed say it, in fact, say like, the 15th of July or something like that, or like after the All-Star break, or maybe it's just, and maybe I didn't, but wouldn't you, if you were Jed Hoyer, wouldn't you have a specific date in mind that maybe you even have written down? Maybe you've told Carter, you know, maybe not. I don't know how much he's telling Carter these days, but a specific date and a number of sort of games behind, maybe, as well as your basic instincts looking around of like, how good are the Brewers? How good are the Cardinals? Because like, yeah, I think they can pretty safely say this year, we're probably not going to be able to hang with the Braves and the Dodgers. Like, so there's no illusions there.
Right.
But is there still a possibility that they could get into the division? And if their three pitchers are good, like, so they even entertain that? they do have to entertain it. But like, I assume that there's a spot on the calendar that they're waiting for that they won't tell us about where they do feel like they have to declare. And until then, if they do media, you're going to hear stuff like that.
Yeah. And that's fine, right? Like, I'm the one who always says that I think that when these people are speaking, they're lying. You know what I mean? For the most part. Mm-hmm. And it's PR and it's spin and it's calculated. And of course, if you inject them with truth serum or they're in the box having a beer, just talking to their close inner circle, right? Jed's talking to Carter, et cetera. Like, that is, of course, a different version of them than the one that we get when they come on the Score. They do a press conference in the first game of a homestand. I do think that these teams are in a weird situation because the White Sox are desperate.
Yeah, they're in very different situations, right? So that perspective as they think about that date and the chances of either one of them getting desperate and doing something that is against the best interests, it's much more plausible on the South side than it is on the North side.
I agree. Well, especially if no one's been fired yet. Like, you would think that for the White Sox, is Jerry going to greenlight a rebuild? Like, that's where the conversation really needs to begin. Like, once you have an answer to that question, then you can start saying, then that means this, this, and this, right? Because if the answer to that is yes, then the next question is, then who gets to do the rebuild, right? And then once you answer that question, it's okay, well then, is that person going to be in here by this trade deadline?
Right.
Or are they already here? And then you can keep going. But if the answer to that first question at the top of the point of the spear is no,
which most of us fear that it is,
well, then you've got a real problem. Because
nailed it.
I'm just saying. Because then if he won't greenlight a real rebuild, then
they'll just try to hang around. Just try to hang around. And
then maybe they will just stand pat.
Or buy. And
I can't. What do they have to buy? What do they have to buy? They don't have good prospects. Mm. They aren't spending a lot more money. What could they possibly buy? They're awful.
Pre the first greenlit rebuild, that's what they did. That every time there was a decision on the table in June or July, should we buy or sell? It was buy, except for the white flag trade. And that's why that one stood out so much and like drove people crazy. But Kenny Williams was relentless. I remember, what year did they acquire? God, it's his name. The lefty who was really good with the Pirates. But was
Zach Duke?
No, Francisco Liriano. Francisco,
yes,
Liriano.
Yeah.
Francisco Liriano, I want to find that trade. I remember being here when that trade happened and being like, oh my God, they decided to add.
That was the same trade deadline as when they acquired Kevin Youkilis.
So, yeah, right. So there you go. So how many times? So to your point.
But how many games back were they?
No, they were in first place at the time. So
okay.
They were already in first and then decided to be more aggressive at the time.
Okay, but that.
If they weren't in first, they were very close. They were in first most of that season until they fell apart.
Okay, fine. But that is at least like linear logical thinking. Like, in contention, add.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up Eduardo Escobar, too, for Liriano. I think it was one season of Liriano, half a season, and then they were searching for a guy like Eduardo Escobar for the next 10 seasons.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying, right? My point is that you could, if you are going to say...
Oh, right. I'm sorry, Danny. That was the 2012 year where Robin Ventura wasn't Ozzie Guillen for 4 months, and it looked like they might have been decent. It was right before things completely went to hell. Okay.
But if you're in first place and you buy, that's what first place teams do. If you are 12 games under 500, but because of geography happen to only be 5 games back in the standings, and then you buy, that is bad process. That's not what you should be doing.
Yeah.
And that is what I... More so, I would say, for the Sox than the Cubs, because this is a little bit ahead of schedule in theory for the Cubs, and they've underachieved and all of that stuff.
I think what you're talking about is probably the James Shields trade as an example of, we're not good and we should rebuild, but let's go ahead and buy on something and give up.
And are you doing it
Fernando
for reason-
Tatis Jr. in the process?
Right, and are you? But they don't have a Fernando Tatis Jr. to give up. But are you doing it for reasons that are not the product on the field? What your eyes are telling you. Is this a good team?
Right.
Is there a long runway here?
I get how that's the inverse Bears argument from last year.
Right? They should say it to the players. They should absolutely say it to the players. But we shouldn't parrot it as media and fans and the general manager in theory. We shouldn't.
Well, because what if the perspective, well, whose perspective are we trying to give voice to when it's parroted? Like when I say it, I am thinking about what the players have to go through, what Ross has to go through, and what fans have a right to think about. Like, well, I love the fact that you can't give up yet. I love that about baseball. I love that about the ridiculously long season.
I'm not talking about giving up or not. I'm talking about are they good or not. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Is the product that they are putting out there a good product?
Yeah.
Are they a good team?
They're very good. It's just Mercury's been in retrograde for a while.
Okay, right.
Waiting for a couple things to come around.
Right. A lot of excuses flying around here.
It's Mercury.
Okay, that's the excuse that we're going with today?
No, man.
Fine.
They've been really bad. And they were really good for a couple of games against the Rays.
But a couple of games
is
means
not enough.
Nothing.
I know.
It means nothing.
But they were also good early for a while. So... I'm not ready to go all like horrendous, really bad overall. It's been bad for a while, though. Real bad for a while.
You know who just took 2 of 3 against the Braves? Oakland. You know, a lot of weird things happen in baseball.
Cubs are just as bad as Oakland. Danny Parkins.
Not what I'm saying.
And the Angels just took 2 out of 3 from the White Sox. Like, a lot of crazy things happening.
A lot of crazy things happening in your game.
The White Sox are good. So
that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's small samples. Like they played well for a couple of games against the Rays.
Yeah.
Gotta do it for longer.
Yeah, but that's since Tony Kemp poster night, that's the best moment of the Oakland A's season.
That's true.
Either that
and the
or
renderings.
Yeah, right.
In Vegas.
Yeah, the renderings. My God, the highlights of the A's season. You got Glenn Kuiper. You got the renderings in Vegas. Tony Kemp poster night and taking 2 out of 3 from the Braves. I wish you were doing Oakland radio. That's a hell of a poll question.
Hi.
Laureano is the hitter. He takes a strike.
Boog Shambi. I don't know how he can follow this, but he joins us next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.